Hi, here is Uwe Ball, and you listen to Extra Features.
Ooh, hey, welcome back to another episode of Extra Features Movie Review Podcast. My name is Kevin.
And I am Simon, and I haven't fallen asleep yet on the show.
I'm Daniel, and I'm all out of jokes already.
And I'm one of the seven dwarves, I'll let you guess who.
Sleepy.
Well, I'm feeling sleepy.
Already? It's early tonight. We're on time
yeah,
for one.
Yeah, I know. Shocking.
So, Kevin. But
this is episode 220, right?
221.
221.
Ooh. What have you been up to?
I've been all over North America. I was in Calgary for a week. For a weekend. I was in Dallas for a weekend.
Exciting.
Getting ready to go to Orlando for a weekend.
Look at you, man. World traveler.
You don't go to Niagara Falls, do you?
Why would I go to Niagara Falls?
They don't
run it. Have a convention in June.
He doesn't.
It's not one of ours.
Oh.
And they closed the press passes for that, so I did try to get us in.
Oh, okay.
I gotta be a little bit quicker.
You go to the one in Mississauga, right? The Toy Expo thingy?
Not in a while.
Oh.
Okay. I've done it.
I saw you.
Yeah, I just haven't done it in a while.
Oh.
What have you been up to, Bob? Didn't you go to a high school reunion or something?
I did.
And how was that?
It was fine.
Is anything not fine?
Sorry,
is anything ever fun?
We don't have to discuss it any further. Oh well, I found out several other schools. I'm crashing them. The school that's combining with us is having theirs at the end of May or beginning of June. So I'm crashing that one.
Why?
Then there's another one at the end of June that I'm crashing as well. There is their 50th.
Why?
For reunion crashers.
Oh. Well, why? Because there's people I know that went to this one. That I used to go to school with at Hunter's Glen, which was grade 1 to 6. So some of them may have gone to this school.
So I am still confused why you're crashing it.
Okay, because
you're just tagging along. Now they're
crashing it because I know some of the people that went there.
Okay.
And I could talk to them. I can't talk to them when they were in Thompson because they weren't at Thompson.
But you know them, so that's not really crashing.
Yeah, exactly.
Now or do I have to slow down?
No, I got it.
Still, I mean, I'm just in running crashers, they didn't know any of the people.
Exactly, that's crashing. You got it, Dan.
Yeah.
Like, here's the thing. Let's say Dan goes to his high school reunion.
Okay, let's say that.
And we all as a group randomly show up and not tell him. That would be considered crashing. Yes, we know Dan, but he has no idea why we're there.
I'm like, wait, you came all this way. Yeah.
And see, that's something I would do.
just for the lols. Yeah.
You wouldn't go to your own high school reunion.
No, but I'd go to Dan's, because I think that would be more fun.
Yeah.
Well, then why don't you come to mine?
I will come to yours, if you want me to, sure.
Like now?
Well, if you invited me, I would have come.
Odd flex, Bob.
I have to invite you?
Well, yeah.
But that's not crashing.
I didn't say I was crashing his. I'm crashing yours.
Okay. I'll keep you posted. I don't even know what it's going to be.
Anyway.
Bob can go to mine. I think I'm going to send a surrogate Bob to crash mine.
I was like, hey, I'm Simon. Oh, I'm Simon.
Oh, it has to be, I'm Simon! I'm one of
them! You know what? I think you should go now.
That was awesome. That was really good.
How long have you been waiting to do that, Bob?
I thought that was Simon on the other line.
Keep it up,
for a while to do that.
I do it to him on the way down to the film festival, too. He goes, hey, that's pretty good. No, actually, he says, hey, well, that's pretty good.
Really aggressive.
Who speaks
like that?
Oh, don't worry. He'll get me back. I know.
Oh, yeah. Yes, he will. He will for sure.
Oh, let's go see some movies. Oh.
Let's go see a movie, Mom. That's what I do.
I have a job. Thank you, guys. Oh, and I have and I have children.
You have a job? You mean you're not...
I don't know anything about who you're speaking to, so.
Who?
You're loud? I'm moving on. Are we talking about films or are we talking about our lives? It was supposed to be
we'll
like.
We'll talk about films.
Okay.
We'll talk about films.
What are we leading with? Hellboy?
Yeah, Hellboy. Yeah. So, starring David Harbour, Mila Jovovich, Sasha Lane, Daniel Day Kim, Ian McShane, Penelope Mitchell, and Thomas Hayden Church.
Thomas Hayden Church was in there?
Yeah, he's loves weird lobster dude.
Lobster Johnson.
Guten Tag. That's fucking weird.
Alright, who wants to kick it off?
You are.
I'm kicking it off.
You're the one that wanted this on the list.
Yes, sorry. Well, I may be in the minority in this one, but I actually kind of like this one.
You're dead.
Wait.
You're dead to me.
You're in the minority. You know, I didn't even see it, so I passed.
You know what? You don't count then.
One, two, three, four, you know.
Wow, you guys full of zingers tonight. What's going on? You giving me drugs at the new job?
Well, I can.
He's awake.
Okay, not sleepy.
Yeah, he has to make us
sleepy. Oh, he's so funny.
All right, so we had two Hellboy pictures. Del Toro directed with, what's his name from Sons of Anarchy?
Ron Perlman.
Ron Perlman. He has. So, Guillermo del Toro and Paul Perlman were still kicking around the idea of doing a third Hellboy movie and wrapping up their trilogy. But I don't think Mike Mignola wanted to wait that long. And I think someone came forward and said, let's do another Hellboy movie, like a soft reboot. It'll just be another Hellboy movie, but things will be slightly different from the other two. So they recast. They picked David Harbour from Stranger Things, and Mila Jovovich was chosen to be the villain of the piece, the Blood Queen from the Wild Hunt miniseries, and they pretty much follow that graphic novel, which I think is like the ninth book in the Hellboy series. So I don't know. To me, this movie had a lot of callbacks to the Hellboy comic. A lot of really well-done recreations of scenes from the book. Some characters, like the pig, that wants revenge on Hellboy. Lots of good little points. The only thing I have, my complaints were that I didn't quite like the look of Harbour as Hellboy. It looked more like makeup than an actual, you know, skin and so forth. I did like Ian McShane as his dad, who was played by
Ian.
Who was it played by in the original films?
Oh,
Professor Broom.
I can look it up.
But you knew it. It was the guy from he was the War Doctor in Doctor Who, and he was an alien.
Oh, yeah,
the chest burster.
I know the guy you're talking about. I can't remember.
You know what I'm talking about. Yeah. The chest burster.
Now I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
John Hurt?
Famous
John
actor.
Hurt.
John Hurt.
That's right.
Honestly, I didn't even know. I was going to guess that, like, before he said who it was. I haven't even seen the original.
Mm-hmm. When he said chest buster, I got, yep, really, John Hurt.
So, I don't know. To me, this was much more grounded in real world than the other ones. It wasn't quite as fantasy, even though it did have mythological elements and fantastic elements. My major complaint is that Mila Jovovich is a flat villain. She has no personality.
Zero.
And she's not really scary as a threat.
Nope.
Because she spends most of the time appealing to Hellboy to try to love her.
Yep.
And you know he's not going to do that. So some of the new supernatural characters introduced are interesting, but I'm not sure I care that much about them. There's Damyo, who's a were-tiger.
Damyo.
and I don't remember what the other girl's name is. She's like a witch or something. She can.
Yeah, she's weird resurrection thing.
Which is kind of gross.
That was really gross.
Comes out of her esophagus or something.
Yeah, it's like kind of like the poster for The Possession. That'd be like, mm-hmm. from like 2009. That was weird.
Ew.
I mean, overall, I thought, like, once I warmed up to David Harbour, I thought it was an okay film. And I thought the action scenes were okay. Very heavy metal. Like when he's fighting the troll giants.
Yeah. I thought that was... I didn't like that at all. Like, the way they filmed it was just awful to me.
Terrible. Bad.
Like, the editing. Like, honestly, the CGI, some of it was, like, the worst I've ever seen.
It was like, kind of done on, like, the cheek.
The little cowboy baby. I mean, you can't make that look realistic, but that... But that was one of the many times I, like, burst out laughing. Like, wait. And yeah, I didn't know anything about this character, so I didn't really even know about, like, oh, like, because the Nazis look like they're wearing 3D glasses when they're trying to summon it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Yeah, I feel like a lot of plot kind of felt like that movie, The Kid Who Would Be King, like Milos Jovovich, like, mm-hmm. waiting to be resurrected, and then, yeah. But that was another movie. You know, I mean, even, like, a bunch of the King Arthur shit is the same, too.
Kind of, yeah. But that's all from the comics, too, is a descendant of King Arthur.
Okay. I did not know that.
Okay. Let's try. Do we... I guess my first problem is I don't like the way David Harbour looks. He doesn't look right to me.
Mm-hmm.
Does not look at Hellboy at all. I thought Perlman looked more like Hellboy to me. Maybe he was the first one, but I don't know. It just Harbour does not work for me in that role. I thought the dialogue was painful. I cringed numerous times listening to him talk.
Yeah.
Like... Really? Really? Hellboy says this stuff? Because it has no appeal. I thought the look of the film was flat compared to the other ones. I thought it looked more like, okay, we're going to show you this scene, and then we're going to progress and get to the next scene. Like when those knights were trying to kill him, I thought that was terrible.
Uh-huh.
It looked like a guy was shooting in his backyard. I just thought, what? Who's directing this? Like, is this bad camera angles constantly? Milos Jovovich, you are right. It's absolutely boring.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
She's not a good actress. I mean, she's pretty, but that's about it. Like, she didn't do anything in the Resident Evil movies. I mean, she did a bit in Fifth Element, but that probably
she's
was just
she's
a
pretty good
thing.
In Perfect Getaway.
Oh, my God. Really? You want to get into Perfect Getaway now? Fine. I'll give you Perfect Getaway. She was okay. But, I mean, again,
okay.
I like Perfect Getaway script. I think Mila Jovovich needs a good script. I think this film just suffers so bad because it's not fleshed out. I mean, Kevin seems to have liked it, but I just found it so choppy from scene to scene to scene that I didn't really have a flow. Like, half the time I was like, what's going on here? Oh,
yeah,
okay, now I got it. I don't think of the flow. Maybe with a bad editor. I don't know what I missed. I just didn't like this film at all.
Yeah, the pig was weird, the monster design was just...
And
a lot of the gore was just gore for the sake of grossing you out, like when the big monsters come out and they're just like, they rip people apart, and it's like, alright. Like, that's just kind of acceptable.
Can those troll giants kill anybody? That was pathetic.
Yeah, oh yeah, and like there was like, they kind of, I can't remember what they did, but I know it was a bit gross in the troll, like when he was... fighting the trolls.
Yeah.
Like, did he do like a nose thing like from Harry Potter?
Yeah, it was terrible.
Yeah.
And that pig guy I didn't like. I found this film too choppy for me, Kevin.
Yeah, and then when she like shrinks him down like the Benjamin Button way, and then he just blows up, and like that was weird.
So Kevin, is this actually really based on a graphic novel?
Yeah, on a few, but
did they just read
in the Wild Hunt, the Blood Queen is returning. She faced off against King Arthur, was defeated. And then the knights of the whatever that dragon society is, or whatever they are, they do take Hellboy on the hunt and try to kill him.
Oh, okay.
So all that is taken from that.
Okay.
I think his father, Professor Brumman, had long since gone by the time that came around.
But they do tease a sequel for this. Did you notice that?
They what?
They tease a sequel.
Well, it's not happening.
Well, no, this is so bad. Like, I could see why it bombed. I like the Hellboy films. I'm not the greatest fan of them, but I didn't think they were terrible.
I like them both, but, and I still like this one, too. I didn't hate it. I thought it was, It could have been better, for sure. But I didn't find it was as off-putting as a lot of people thought it was.
Like me.
Okay. I thought it was, yeah. I mean, I feel like I knew I was getting into, like, oh, no, what have I done? When, like, Ian McShane's just monologuing, like, oh, the Dark Ages are really fucking dark. And it opens with a crow, like, pulling out a dead guy's eyeball. I was like, all right. Like, I'm already done with this in 10 seconds.
I was done after the first half an hour.
Swearing and a lot of gross stuff.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know, it's just, like, excessive and it doesn't add anything. It's like, oh, rated, we get rated R, let's just swear a lot and put so much more in. Nothing interesting.
Well, you didn't like Hellboy swearing?
Hellboy, I mean, I guess I didn't mind. Yeah. I mean, but just, like, I feel like that's just like, oh, to get a rated R. Like, just make a hustle on. Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. It did nothing for me. I'm glad Kevin got something out of it. Are we moving on, ladies?
I'm not a lady.
Well, Bob's had a breakthrough because he just didn't sleep through the first review, so that's pretty good.
I'm a lady.
I wasn't talking.
Oh, but now you're awake. You must have, like, little set alarms. Okay, breakthrough. Ooh. Starring Christine Might, Topher Grace, Josh Lucas, Mike Holzer, Marcel Ruiz, and Sam Trimmel.
What's this movie?
Breakthrough.
It's like a kid that you put it on the list, Bob.
I didn't hear you say the name of it.
Oh. It's Breakthrough.
Why did you think of Breakthrough, Bob?
What?
Why did you think of Breakthrough?
I loved it. And so did the audience that I was with. The theater was complete, almost full. And there were things in it where, like, the audience went, and then they...
what scene is this exactly?
Well, when he goes to the ice?
Goes on the ice, and then they try to save him.
My mom was, like, shocked.
In the background. Sorry, but I could hear this going on. There are several scenes. Did you watch the movie?
I did.
Yeah.
Okay. There's also scenes where, like, me and several other people were tearing up.
I can see that. I'll give you that.
Give me that? Okay, because the people beside me said, do you have a Kleenex? I'm going, no.
No.
I really enjoyed it. Like, it was based on a real story, as you know, and I thought it was well done.
Fair enough.
The mother was from, where's the mother from? This Is Us?
This Is Us, yeah.
She did a good job, and she falls out and says, save my son, and all of a sudden and I know it's a coincidence, the heart rate went, ba-doom, bubble.
Okay. Dan?
He hated it.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I don't know. Like, with these I think I've only, like, one faith-based movie, Miracles from Heaven. But this one...
What one? Miracle from Heaven?
Yeah, I thought that one was pretty good.
Like,
I don't know, I didn't really think Chrissy Mice was very good until she started just, like, crying all the time. But it just, I don't know, she just kind of looked confused in the... and I thought, like, yeah, I didn't like the characters. I didn't really care a lot. It's like, okay, I mean, it just feels really movie of the week.
Yeah,
and the dialogue is repetitive.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, whenever someone's being negative, it's just like no negativity. Negativity here. We're gonna save him through prayer.
Yeah,
and I mean, like, I'm kind of religious, but like, I don't know. Like, there's just so many coincidences that it's like, okay, I don't know. I just don't know if I can fully believe this. Like, I just can't really buy into it. I know it's true, but it's like. I don't know what can explain it, but it doesn't offer enough point of views, and I don't think it really delves well enough into the firefighter guy. Like, oh, because he hears God, and that's what makes him find the kid in the ice. And I just don't know if that
you heard a voice saying, go back.
Yeah. I just don't know if that went into it, like, enough. like it teased at it, but I just didn't feel like I went into it enough. Because like I feel like that's kind of my point of view. Like, oh, like this is like
Well, they said it three times. I thought that was enough. Like if they continued to say it, I thought, oh, that's too many times.
Hold on. Wait, okay.
What do you mean?
Can I jump in here for a second?
No.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, you guys keep saying, repeating, Christine Mintz, three times in the movie said, I don't want any negative thoughts, and gets all pissy with everybody. The doctors?
Yeah.
The people outside that there support him, and there's another time with her husband. Yeah. Right. I'm like, give me a break. The doctor's here to help you. He's learning about the patient, teaching other doctors. She went nuts on him. Ridiculous behavior. Second time.
She got called off for it.
No, she didn't. She says, I don't care.
Her husband told her off. She said, they're doing the best they can. Let them do their jobs.
And she didn't care. Because she did it again. So she didn't learn the first time. She did it again to the kids in the hospital that came to support her son.
But the husband told her off after she did the thing for the kids from the school.
Not to the doctor. And I had a problem with that. I'm like, this character is supposed to be going to church, supposed to be the nicest lady, blah, blah, blah. That character would not have done that. I find that so hard to believe.
Actually, not the nicest because Reverend never got along.
Right, well, she didn't like his haircut.
She's so traditional with her beliefs, and she's like, wow, you're bringing a band to church? What is this?
Yeah.
Like, the real woman's like 60, right?
Yes.
She's like way older.
Yes.
And the parents look like they're in their 60s.
And, like, the whole thing that, oh, she wasn't on the agenda with the book club just to put that little wedge between her and the priest. They don't like each other, the pastor. I'm like, this is like, terrible.
The version of, like, Topher Grace doesn't have a bad haircut. The real life guy does. But I thought it was, like, her, like, the friend's reaction. Like, why are you so hard on him? Why would that be the reaction? He's the one that just kicked you out of your book club.
Yes.
Like, why would she react that way?
And it's just constant. And the book club, we never see them again. Why aren't they at the hospital?
Yeah, you're right. We only saw them one time.
And, I mean, nothing against the firefighter. Great, he saved her son. I'm accepting that. And he randomly shows up at the hospital. Okay, maybe. But he keeps hanging around. I'm like, no way. This guy's got a job to do.
I didn't get a sense of, like, how they knew him.
They don't.
His boss. His boss gave him some time off because he was like really shaken with it.
I think that's movie. I don't think that's real life. I think that's totally written in for the movie.
I think it's just to add it. Probably just to add a different point of view.
Maybe.
Yeah. You know any firefighters?
Do I? Yes.
Yes. Okay.
And I know paramedics.
I've talked to. Huh?
And I know paramedics, and I know cops. So would you like to keep going?
I've talked to them, like, they're allowed some time off to, like if you're on a subway, involved in a subway accident where you have to clean the person up, like, they give you time off.
But he wasn't dead yet.
He wasn't just dead. He saved the kid.
I mean, you didn't have to scrape off the bottom of the ice.
He was having issues with this kid.
I think that's all movie related. I don't believe that for a second.
I think he was having issues with his beliefs, though, not really the kid.
Exactly.
You're right. I give up.
No, you don't have to give up.
I don't have to give up. That's our opinion.
I thought, like, the characterization for the kid especially, I feel like they just, because they characterize, like, oh, he, like, in a flashback, oh, he's adopted and he doesn't feel loved. And then he says in a presentation, I'm adopted and I don't feel loved.
Yeah.
Like,
so hammer me again. Okay, I got that. I find this film, and what's Josh Lucas doing here? Has he got nothing else to do with his life?
No, yeah, he didn't have a lot to do at all.
Like, he had nothing. Sam Trammell had nothing to do.
Yeah. Like, oh, Abby, like, he might come back. I don't know, though.
Yeah. Dennis Haybert, I'm just like, wow, this is where actors go to die. It's these faith based. They all just, Dennis Haybert's the doctor.
Oh, right. I forgot what his name was.
I've never seen this kind of case before. I'm like, here we go.
I believe in science. I'm not a man of God.
The lies alone. I'm just like,
I'm a man of science.
He says that. I'm like, you guys are killing me. He's never seen this. He's like the best doctor in this field, he's never seen this?
Yeah. I think the worst scene for me, though, was, like, okay, spoiler. Like, I think everyone knows
that the kid... I think he meant because of the time involved that the kid was, like, not breathing.
It was, like, in response to...
He hasn't seen a case like that.
And he doesn't have any, like, he doesn't have any like brain damage or anything.
He's seen a case like that before, but not to that extreme.
We hope. We don't know. Again, it's movie magic. I think they're trying to weave a story.
No. I was paying full attention. That's what he said.
I agree with you, but I think they wrote it for the movie.
Simon must have gone out for a snack or clean the kitchen or
creative decision for the movie, not like maybe that didn't happen in real life.
Correct.
I think the worst part of this film for me was like, okay, so I think everyone knows that the kid lives. But, like, that teacher being like, hey, my husband died.
Oh, God. Thank you for mentioning. What was that about? That was so random.
Why would you ask a kid that?
Why do you get to live and my husband died? Who says that?
Who says that to a kid?
I had a problem with that part, too.
And then there's, like, the post-it note that basically says the same thing. Oh, hey, why are you alive? But my mom's dying of cancer.
Yeah, and he can't look at his locker and walks away?
I feel like, I mean, why does it have to be 2 hours? There's so many things that are filler. I don't know.
Well, again, he goes to his locker and he loses it and just walks away. Shouldn't that kid be in counseling?
Yeah.
Like, that's a counseling moment right there. That's years of therapy.
But he does get counseling because it feels like the ending feels like Dr. Phil.
Yes.
When they're all on the stage at church.
Yes. But he joins the ministry. That's why. It gives you a little post-credits.
Oh, true.
I'm like, okay, great. Good for him. But give me a break. I don't believe half this thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice that he survived. But I just feel like, to me, these movies are pretty true. They're just shoving it down my throat. I don't know. I mean, not as preachy as like, God's Not Dead. But, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty much.
There was like a bad band scene. Like, wow, like, if this was actually church, I wouldn't be as bored. And then whatever Topher Grace tries to relate it back to, like, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, that was weird. He was committed to, like, what was it? Like some dating show or something. Oh, the Bachelor.
Yeah, that was weird. I mean, he's just trying to be, like, I just, whenever I see him, like the character, I just think of Dr. Evil. Like, I'm hip, I'm hot, I'm with it.
Damn, terrible. Okay, let's get Kevin back in here.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, Kevin hasn't seen any of these. Have you, Kevin?
What's next?
Ms. Bala.
What?
Kevin didn't watch it.
Ms. Bala, no.
No, okay. Kevin's going back to his nap.
Okay. I watched a little movie while you were talking.
I know you did.
I watched this. Someone has recreated the battle between Obi-Wan and Darth Vader.
Uh-huh.
But made it much more action-packed.
Well, I hope so.
Wow.
So it was good.
Okay.
All right. I'll keep an eye on your route.
Okay. Miss Bala, starring Gina Rodriguez, Ismael Cruz Cordova, Ricardo Abarca, Damien Alcazar, and Anthony Mackie.
Okay, Bob, go ahead. Or Dan.
Dan.
Hello. Honestly, I mean, it's really mediocre, but I don't think there was a lot about it that was, like, offensively bad.
Oh, I think there's lots that was offensively bad.
I thought Gina Rodriguez was pretty good, but, like, I haven't seen, like, a firefight, like, when the cops was, like, yeah, okay, the FBI agent was kind of, like, okay, like, hey, I don't think they'd actually ask her to do that or be such a dick about it. But, like, the firefight with the cops and then the cartel, that's, like, some of the most underwhelming stuff I've seen since Savages.
Oh, I have lots to say about this.
Yeah, okay.
That's it. I have to disagree. I thought this film was bad from the beginning. I thought it was poorly shot. Those scenes were just, it was like cookie cutter kidnapping. I'm falling in love with my captor film. I gotta save my friend. But I gotta work for the FBI at the same time.
I don't think she fell in love with him.
She never fell in love with the captor.
I don't know. She seemed to want to be there and not want to be there.
In love with the captor.
No, okay. I think that was just your survival.
You think survival it was survival technique? I didn't know. I thought the dialogue was poor at best.
Because she would have been shot if she didn't go back to him, and she would have. Because like the cops weren't helping her out, so it was like, okay, I guess this is
the one that helps. What was the whole point of the cops? They did nothing for her. Zero.
He was just a dick trying to get the cartel down. That was kind of,
I thought, and she escapes, and she decides to go back. I'm like, really?
The last act was fine. I mean,
I didn't care by that point. I checked out.
I agree with Dan.
Yeah, to me, I didn't really like it that much. But, like, when I say mediocre, it's just, like, not offensively bad, but just flat.
Okay, I'm good with that. Bob?
I think I enjoyed the last act more than Daniel did then.
Yeah, so.
It was just like, I don't really like Gina Rodriguez in action scenes, but, like, this was a good one for me. Like, her, seeing her and, like, trying to survive and, doing whatever she can to do it, and then the last act is at the party. She was telling the guy and the old guy, whatever he was, get out, and then she's firing at everybody. And I go, and then she saves her friend.
She does.
Yeah. Well, I didn't think it was that bad. I can see both your points of the scenes where you thought like it was mediocre, but I'm going, well, it's not.
I purely hated this film. It'll be on my top 10 worst films of the year. I do not like Gina Rodriguez. I found nobody. I don't like Anthony Mackie normally. I find him dull. Again, I have a lot of problems with the shot. It was kind of like they're trying to make a guerrilla filmmaking film the way they shot it. Kind of grainy 70s look, and I'm like, why?
I thought I like Rodriguez in it.
See, I don't like her at all. I don't normally like her, and again, didn't like her in this. I just think it's very passable.
I'd be curious to watch the original, though. Though, one thing I didn't really buy was her, like, they had the CIA agency, like, hey, we want you.
Yeah.
Like, at the end. But, I mean, I guess if Agent Cody Banks could be recruited, anyone could be.
Hey, don't knock Agent Cody Banks.
I know, no, I love, it's just a joke. I love Agent Cody Banks.
Okay, good, because there's two of them. They're both good.
Yeah, I love those movies. No, it's just like, I mean, no, it's just a joke for like how unbelievable it is.
I agree. Yeah. But they're kids' movies, you know, with Agent Cody Banks. You gotta kind of let those go a bit.
Oh, yeah, and I guess, I mean, this tries to be grounded in like.
What was the one with, what's her name?
Hilary Duff, that was the first one.
Oh, not Hilary Duff, there's.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
No, it's. I can see her face and it's not clicking.
Oh, and.
Are you trying to think of Catch That Kid with Kristen Stewart?
No, I've never seen that.
That's not that
Fairly Lethal. That was it.
That's Haley Seinfeld?
Yep.
Yeah, that's a bad one.
Oh, another one of my favorite thespians.
Okay, are we done talking about Ms. Bala?
Yeah, let's bring Kevin back and let's jump to JLA Fatal 5.
Okay. Starring Kevin Conroy, Diane Guerrero, Susan Eisenberg, George Newbern, Kevin Michael Richardson, Noel Fisher, Tom Kenny, Tara Strong. I don't know if there's anyone else, like, important. That's a big one, Heather.
Kevin?
Yeah, I'm here.
What did you think?
Well, so we're back to the Bruce Timm style. We're dealing with Legion of Superheroes. Essentially, in the future, Starboy goes back in time to deal with the Fatal Five, who want a Green Lantern.
Yep.
In order to reignite a Star Killer, or whatever they call him, Sun Eater, and destroy the Earth and take power, stop the Legion from ever forming. I thought it was okay. The animation was fine, the acting was great, the casting. The look of the characters was fine. I just didn't care about Starboy. And I didn't really care about this new Green Lantern that they introduced.
Nope.
And she is from the comics, so I'm certainly familiar with who she is. But her story wasn't particularly interesting. It was like she's a PTSD survivor from a horrific event. and but that helped her get her ring, I think. Anyway, you could skip it. If you like Justice League International, you might want to see this one. But I think you can skip it.
Oh, I 100% will agree. Skipping this would be a great idea. I thought it was boring, pointless, and I thought the storyline was just so dull. I'm like, is this just one bad long cartoon?
Yep.
I had no interest in any of these characters. I thought the villains were lame.
Well, they're the Fatal Five.
They're terrible. No wonder they got their asses kicked.
You know what? Okay, I'll wait until you're finished because, like, I have a problem with the villains.
I just thought they were directionless. I mean, they go back in time to all this crap. I didn't care. Absolutely did not care about anybody in this film. I didn't care about the Green Lantern. I didn't care about this. I was bored. Mm. And I found it completely forgettable.
Are we grunting?
No idea what we're doing. Right now.
It's a 4 grunt review.
No, it'll only be a 3 grunt review.
Can we just do the podcasting grunts now?
No. Snoring is
allowed. Are you done, Simon?
I'm done.
Okay, I like the movie. The only problem I had was the characterization and the what they Fatal Five, two of them. Like, Valdis was good, and the Empress was good. The other three, I thought they were badly drawn, and they were the only three characters I didn't care about. Everybody else was fine. Like, they did a great Superman. I liked the Starboy, character. I did like the Green Lantern girl. But that part was the only part I didn't like about the movie. Those three villains there. That, like, to me, they were just, like, they didn't need to be there.
But they not Fatal Five.
Either that or change them. Because I've seen them in comics. They look nothing like that.
You mean the Fatal Five look exactly like that in the comics? The big robot thing, the emerald eye girl. That's how they look in the comics.
Yeah, but Thera, he looked like a different version of Thera because
I'm sure he designed a little bit of a change.
Yeah, he was designed differently, but I didn't really like him. Valdis, isn't he the child of Saturn Girl and Lightning Lad?
Oh my god, you Legion? You like the Legion of Superheroes?
Oh, of course. I used to collect those comics.
Oh god. Cards. Okay. I have to admit, if there's one group of comics I never read or cared about, it was the Legion of Superheroes.
Oh.
I've never had any interest in them.
Even the name sounds underwhelming.
Well, I mean, at the time, I think they were interesting, but it's like 1,000 years in the future, a bunch of kids get together, inspired by the original Justice League, and they form the Legion. But it's three kids, and they go back in time, and they hang out with Superboy.
Yeah.
And then later on, Supergirl joins them. But they're all inspired essentially by Superman, Supergirl, Batman, and the Justice League. But because of time, it's 1,000 years in the past, they don't have any direct knowledge of it, so they kind of go back and forth and hang out in the 20th century a lot. But yeah, never been a fan.
I'm with you. I'm not a fan of this movie. I thought the voice acting was terrible. I just thought it was boring.
I mean, it's what's his name? Kevin Conroy is Batman.
I couldn't stay awake. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, I'm forgettable.
Easy Bob. That's a good Bob impression, son.
I'm trying to remember. It was fine. The questions in this one and a few others, right?
I love the question, but he doesn't do a lot.
No.
I need more question. I love, because see, this is the thing. Question was used well in that Brave and Bold one. He was done perfectly.
Mm-hmm. The Scooby-Doo one? Okay.
Yes.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That one I loved.
Yeah.
And Batman was fine, but just I just think they're getting DC is scraping the barrel. I'm like, okay, maybe I'm done with these.
Well, I think the next one they're doing is Batman Hush.
They are, which I love. So if they screw that one up, I might have to veto the rest of them. I won't be doing anymore. Mm-hmm. We'll see.
They will.
I probably will, but I love Batman Hush. So
Bob's
we'll
going to put him on the list.
Of course I am. I'm going to watch them and then put them on the list.
Yeah.
Like I do with the Medea movies.
So you would say they're fine. How was your day? Fine.
Can we name the podcast The Fine?
Yeah, The Fine. It's The Fine Podcast. Fine.
All right.
Speaking of a movie that wasn't fine, Holmes and Watson.
It was fine. No. Starring Will Ferrell, John C. Reilly, Ralph Fiennes, Rebecca Hall, Lauren Lapkus, Pam Ferris, Kelly MacDonald, Steve Coogan, and
Ray Fiennes was in this movie?
Yes, yeah, he was. He played Moriarty.
All right, I'm going on mute because I didn't see it.
Okay. Movie title, I didn't hear you say it.
Holmes and Watson.
Holmes and Watson.
Oh, never saw it.
Simon, I think we handed this about the same amount.
Oh, I don't think so.
Did you want to get off? Did you want to start it off?
I can start. I hate Will Ferrell. I've come to the point I cannot watch Will Ferrell movies anymore because he annoys me. He's always the same idiot. Blithering buffoon. So I'm like, okay, I know it's going to be bad, but I'm going to watch this. It's not going to be terrible. It's got Rebecca Hall in it. How bad can it be?
Bad.
Terrible. Thanks. The jokes are awful. I felt bad. I'm like, John C. Reilly, you're a good actor. Why are you here? Were you dead bored because you had a couple weeks off from standing in the world, so you decided to go to this piece of crap?
Yeah, Steve Coogan.
Steve Coogan, again, it's Stan and Laurel. I'm telling you, they were just doing nothing, so they just brought him over. They had a two-week layoff and shot this piece of junk.
Yeah, I think it was shot pretty quickly, too.
It shows. I mean, makes no sense half the time.
There's no story.
There's no story. It's like, okay, we're going to do this scene, we put some jokes in that aren't funny, do this scene, no jokes, no funny, and then we're going to get to the end. And look, Ralph Fiennes isn't really dead.
Hey, Trunchbull, did you want to be the queen?
Oh.
There's just Kelly MacDonald doing her exact voice as Merida.
Yes.
I don't think I've ever seen a comedy try so hard and like just be so sick. Embarrassingly not funny.
How hard they were trying.
Yeah, I mean, like, and Will Ferrell, like, and John C. Reilly, they're screaming at, like, Kelly MacDonald at one point, like, get in here, and they're like, we're being funny, right? Get in here, ha ha ha. Like, I don't know if it was the direction, like, because usually it's Adam McKay doing Step Brothers and Talladega Nights, and now it's Ethan Coen, but I think it's just a terrible, terrible script.
Did a Coen direct this?
Ethan Coen. Like, the bad one, but not the Coen brothers.
Oh, okay.
Like, his name is E-T-A-N.
Oh, okay. I'm like, what?
C-O-H-E-N.
This is just terrible. Like, how could you even tell somebody to go, hey, you might want to check this out. It's mildly funny. No, it's terrible.
Honestly, like, I was like, oh, yeah, I was watching. That should be funny. But then I heard, like, about all the reviews. I can't talk. I heard about all the reviews, and I was like, wait, maybe I won't watch this one yet.
And I gave it a 1, and I think I'm being generous.
I think it's 1 or 2 for me, and that's really bad for me.
I know. That was just a terrible film. I don't understand sometimes how these films get funding. I mean, is Will Ferrell in it? Oh, we got to fund it. John C. Reilly? Oh, we got to fund it.
Yeah, so Ethan Coen, he did Get Hard, and he wrote Tropic Thunder, so that's going to surprise me.
Well, there you go. Well, so he wrote a good movie.
Yeah, and he did Idiocracy, which I don't think is that bad.
I don't know if I've seen Idiocracy.
This one just fell apart in, like, all aspects. And then, okay, like, Lauren, I don't know why, but I thought, like, when Lauren, like, Lauren Lapkus was just, like, randomly, like, biting and stuff. Like, I think I was mad at myself, like, kind of chuckling at that.
Yeah, she was okay.
It's all so random.
Lauren Lapis is random, though. She just sort of pops up, and you're like, hmm.
Yeah.
She's like Kate Micucci. She just sort of pops up in things. You're like, oh, it's Kate Micucci, yeah.
I like Lauren Lapis more than Kate Micucci, too.
I don't know. I haven't seen I didn't like her really much. She was okay in Orange and the New Black, and I see her here and there in films.
Wait, was Lauren Lapis in that?
Orange and the New Black? Yeah, she's in the first season.
Oh, I can't remember. Okay. Oh, right. She played the security guard.
And later, yes.
Oh, one of the officers, okay.
You got it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. It's just a bad movie through and through.
You got it. They're I have nothing to like, say about it. It's just terrible.
Yeah. Just so bad.
Okay, like, Mile 22. Bob, did you see this?
No, what?
Bob didn't have time to watch Mile 22.
I'll just do the cast quickly or something like
Mark Wahlberg, Lauren Cohen,
Iko Uwais, John Malkovich, Ronda Rousey.
Yeah, oh yeah, the great thespian Ronda Rousey.
Ronda Rousey.
Oh, terrible
name. Yeah, this was not good either. I don't think I've ever seen such a like a simple A to B plot like. The fact that, like, okay, we have to get this guy to mile 22.
That's all you got. No, it's 22 miles. They have to travel 22 miles.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I've never seen a movie that, like, seems so simple, but it's so overly complicated.
Well, it's basically 14 blocks.
Oh, 16 blocks.
16 blocks. It's the same
movie. No, I guess I correct you.
Sorry. It's the same movie.
No, you're good. I like 60 Bucks when I was younger. I can't remember it, though, very well. I want to watch that again.
No, you don't.
No, this was, yeah, this the editing wasn't very good. And, I mean, if you want to see Iko Uwais being badass, just watch The Raid again.
Oh, yeah, he's amazing. But I love The Raid, so I was all cool with him. He shows you why he's so good.
And I thought it was kind of, like, not that believable how they just kept separating Mark Wahlberg and Iko, so he could just show off his skills.
Yes.
They were just like, okay, like, you're going to be, like, a hallway away, so Iko could just fight these four guys and just put them in crazier and crazier situations.
What I love about this film, the gunfire never stopped. It's just constant gunfire, the whole movie.
Constant spamming.
Constant. I'm like, and Ronda Rousey gets shot. I'm like, I don't care. Lauren Cohan. Oh, well, I can't see my kids because I got to do my job.
Yeah, that whole thing with the...
Skype call?
The spy. Yeah, the spy, like, application. I know it's actually a real company. I can't remember what it's called, though.
I thought that was terrible. I'm like, really? So we're supposed to believe Laurie Cohan might die in this movie? That why?
And then Mark Wahlberg just has, like, the elastic thing. And, just like, oh, he's psychologically disturbed somehow.
Yes.
It was just so complicated with, like, and it didn't have to be. And I think it's just like, okay, like, we have this twist that we don't want to tell anybody about, so we're going to have to really, really complicate things so they can't figure it out.
Yeah.
And it just felt nonsensical, like, especially with, like, while Mark Wahlberg giving the interview, like, and throughout the movie, and I just... That didn't add anything to it, and the editing was just, yeah, I didn't like this one.
I mean, the fight scene in the hospital was freaking amazing.
Okay, yeah, the only good scenes were when like, it was just a showcase for Iko Uwais.
Yeah, give me more of him. I don't need any Mark Wahlberg. Laurie Cohan bores the crap out of me. She can't act, it's evidently. She is beyond stiff.
Yeah, even on Walking Dead, I like the character on Walking Dead. That's about it.
Yeah, but she shouldn't be that character. She shouldn't be an actress. She's awful.
I don't think I'd ever say that someone shouldn't be an actress, though.
Oh, I can point out a few more people for you. Josh Lucas, there's one.
Who?
Josh Lucas. I'm done. Will Ferrell, done.
Okay.
I just don't care anymore. Like, he does so much crap.
Will Ferrell just hasn't had a good movie for a while.
He can't make a good movie anymore.
No, yeah. I mean, you could see how hard he was trying here. Which is like, you know what, buddy? It's okay. Just go to sleep.
I'm just like, is that the same character from Zoolander 2? I think he's back.
Oh, my God. Zoolander 2. God damn it.
Okay, moving along.
Okay. 18-year-old version.
I gotta say, this is probably the most unwatched.
I'll do the.
Oh, sorry.
Olivia, don't worry. Olivia May, Lauren Walsh, Todd Lee, Justin Punish. I don't know who any of these people are.
They're nobodies. I would say this is the most unwatchable sex comedy I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah. I saw it 10 years ago, and I knew it was bad then.
I watched this a year ago, and Kevin put on the list. I'm like, really? I think I watched this one night, like 12 o'clock I started. And I'm like, A, there's no script. It's just get to the next scene, have another weird sexual encounter. Get to the next scene, have another weird sexual encounter. I'm like,
what's the... It's all filmed on a camcorder.
It could have been, but it is absolutely unwatchable. I gave it a 0 out of 10.
Yeah, I probably would have too.
It was that bad. Just unwatchable.
Actually, I think on a camcorder's night, it probably was recorded like on a Nokia flip phone.
No, they wouldn't have had them back then. This had to be a camcorder.
No, like 2009.
Is this that late?
It's this old, yeah.
I thought it was an 80s film.
It was 2009.
Oh, my God. Seriously? I watched that. That was 1980s. It was so bad. Also,
how much things have changed in the last 10 years. A lot of stuff has changed.
Kevin, why did you make us watch this?
I don't know. I came across it on Amazon Prime, and then I thought, oh, I've never seen this before.
I refuse to watch it again.
I thought, well, it's got sex and it's got girls in it. Why not?
And it has a virgin in the title. And she's 18.
Sure, why not? Basically she can't get laid, right? That's the whole thing.
I don't know, fuck me.
it was just bad. I mean, there's nothing redeeming about it, but I figured it was there, so I'd make us all watch it.
I figured that, but I mean, there's no redeeming thing to that one scene is funny. It's like they're rushing to get to the next scene.
Pretty much, yeah.
Like, we don't need a plot. Let's get to that next scene. Oh, look at this another bizarre sexual encounter. She can't get the next scene. Like, who are these people?
Find out in the next scene.
It's like the 40-year-old virgin. You know he's going to get laid, too. It's just one of those things.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, exactly.
If you haven't seen it by now, get a life. You're not watching.
No, I have seen the 40-year-old
virgin. Yeah, I think the spoiler... warning has lifted on that one.
Yeah, I would say so. Okay, I have nothing to say about this because there's nothing to talk about. It's
garbage.
It's garbage.
Yeah, I don't have anything.
And it's not even a bad B movie to throw out in the background.
Okay, intern, open the vault.
Wow! Look, some cheese.
Time Bandits is first. Starring John Cleese, Sean Connery, Shelley Duvall, Ian Holm, Peter Fonda.
So is this a revisit for you, Kevin, I presume?
Oh, I've seen this movie many times. And I did the test run on the Criterion Channel, the streaming service.
Oh, and?
It was awesome, but I didn't want to pay that much money for it.
How much is it?
So it's $15 a month. Or $135 if you want to subscribe for a year.
Ouch.
So, now considering that if you were to buy a Criterion movie for $30 on DVD, you know, you buy four of them and you pretty much covered your subscription.
Yes.
So, and this has got, doesn't have the most recent releases on it, but it's got a whole bunch of stuff. But it's got all sorts of great things like, actors and writers you care about and directors talking about their favorite movies.
Oh, okay.
Like doing introductions to classic films. And you have a lot of world cinema. And you have a lot of classics, like black and white classics, as well as modern films, like Time Bandits, I guess. But that movie's pushing 40 years.
It is.
And 81, I think.
Yeah.
By the way, this is not sponsored. This episode is not sponsored by the Criterion.
No, but it's kind of interesting. Like, if you're like, hate Netflix for new shit, certain language. But if you're tired of seeing the same, oh, I mean, no, I don't want to watch Lucifer of season 4. I don't care about any of that stuff. I want to watch, like, or you like Turner Classic Movies, or you like that kind of stuff. Criterion Channel is perfect for you. It's a cinema lover's delight. So, I mean, but I just couldn't justify the cost.
Okay, I love my TCM, so let's leave it at that.
Yeah, you probably go nuts. Like, I say try it for 2 weeks when you have time and you know, you're not too busy. And you'll just blitz and watch a whole bunch of films.
I have enough stuff on TCM. My wife's killing me all the time that I never finish.
Mm-hmm.
So I just finished David Lean's Passage to India today. So I finally got that done. I finished House of Mr. Ripley finally. So she's on me. I got about 10 more to watch. So let's get back to Time Bandits, Kev.
Yes.
So it's directed by
Terry Gilliam, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. One of his first movies.
Yeah.
After Jabberwocky and Python.
I've never seen Jabberwocky.
Oh, okay. You have to see it sometime.
Put it on the list.
It's, I don't know how I feel about it. I mean, it's produced by George Harrison.
Yeah.
Handmade films. It's about a little boy who gets sucked into a time, you know, I think of Avengers Endgame, a time theft.
Yeah.
Or a time heist. Where these little guys who were working for God steal the map because the universe is kind of unfinished. There are little holes around the universe of time. And so they basically go around stealing stuff and using these time holes.
Yeah.
And basically like the equivalent of the devil, but he's not quite the devil. He's like evil.
Yes.
But he's not called evil. What's he called? He's got a name.
I cannot remember. It's been a long time.
I can't remember. Anyway, he's got a palace at the end of time where he's there with his assistants who he turns into pigs and or dogs and makes them do stupid things. He just affects things. So they pop around through different time periods. They go to, you know, like they basically find Kevin in his house in England.
Yeah.
And they cut through his apartment.
Yeah.
And they end up in medieval times where Robin Hood is around. And Robin Hood is John Cleese. And he makes them give up all their stuff. And then they go to ancient Greece where the kid is adopted by Sean Connery's King Agamemnon.
Wow.
And then they rescue him, even though he was happy in Greece, and they end up in Italy as it's being conquered by Napoleon, played by Ian Holm.
Wait, sorry, is Mr. Peabody and Sherman a remake of this? Like the 2014?
Yes, very similar, yeah.
Very similar, yeah.
Okay, sorry.
Or Bill and Ted is kind of like it.
Yeah.
So they just, except it's got like dwarves in it. It's got, like, R2-D2 and a bunch of other people. Not actually R2-D2, but the actor that played him.
Yes, it does.
And they're you know, if you find dwarves funny bumping into each other and hitting each other on the head and stuff like that, then, as Napoleon clearly does, you might find this movie amusing. But it is kind of funny. I mean, the kid is the smartest one of them.
He is.
He's maybe, like, 10 years old. He's named Kevin, so of course he's smart.
Yes, of course.
it's entertainment. It's not a bad film. It's kind of goofy. It's at the time I remember seeing it and finding it vaguely disturbing. But it's since grown on me, obviously, as an adult. Probably because it was my first exposure to the mind of Gilliam.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I think the shorts work, like the inner working scenes work perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot of problems with the overarching stories a little weak, I think. It doesn't really feel full, but I think it's worth watching. Like, I think it's a fun watch. If you just enjoy the scenes that it's in and forget about the overarching story.
It's very much like a not Monty Python, but close.
Yes.
With little shorts. It's like the Pirates of Mutual of Omaha or whatever it is where they...
Yes.
At the beginning where they attack the building.
Yes. I agree.
This is basically that on a bigger scale. Like the ogre that wants to eat them, whose wife he's always hurting.
Yes.
So then they figure a way to stretch him, and then they throw him in the water, and he feels great because the water's helping him with his back.
Isn't that Captain Hellman?
Like little moments like that which make the film.
I agree.
But the overall battle against David Warner and the castle at the end of the universe with pigs and gods and aliens and knights and all that stuff, that was crazy. It's stupid, but
that's wild.
It's actually Avengers Endgame.
It is.
In many ways.
Absolutely. I agree with you.
With David Warner as Thanos.
Okay. Well, that's pretty much all the time we have. If we're going to do this live, we'll have to skip shampoo until next time.
So who saw it? Did anybody else see it?
I did. I gave you my opinion. That was it. You said everything.
None of these guys did.
No, they don't have time.
I'm not going to watch it, to be honest.
What did you buy?
I bought at a garage sale Incident Off and On and Off a Mountain Road, directed by Landis, I think.
No,
this
is
this one. That wasn't Landis. This one's Landis. Dear Woman, directed by John Landis. Always Bright with Paul Giamatti and Paul Rudd. And I picked up for Bob, if he wants it, Orphan Black Field, Season 1.
Oh.
He didn't tell me if he wanted. If not, I'll keep it for myself and finally watch it.
I did tell you.
Okay, you can tell me off air. Okay, thanks everybody for...
The first time.
Okay, anybody else buy anything?
No, I did not.
Okay, and if they make it...
I bought my stuff last week.
I bought some art.
Buys it for himself last week.
Bought some art, bought some hot toys, but no movies.
Okay, bye all.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.